Hello everyone, this is Randy Coggins II, and I'm so excited that you have taken a few moments to stop and listen to this great and wonderful audio podcast. Listen, I believe that God spoke to me to share with you a word just for a few moments, just for a few minutes, and I believe it's going to change and challenge your life. And that is, you have to choose to live victoriously. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, it says, "We achieve this victory through our faith." The Bible says this: every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. To live victoriously, you must do these three key things. Number one, you have to restrict the devil from moving in your life. Jesus said this in the Word of God: "I promise you that God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth, but he will not allow anything you don't allow. I promise that when any two of you on earth agree about something you are praying for, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Whenever two or three of you come together in my name, I am there with you." That was Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 through 20. Satan doesn't want you to know this today. I want to let you know, my friend, Satan doesn't want you to know that you have the God-given power to restrict his movements in your life. But I've come to tell you today, as the first key to living a victorious life, the first key to living victoriously is restricting the devil from moving in your life. And you have that power. So today, use that power. The second key is this: dare to believe and reach for what God has promised you. Dare to believe. This is the second key. Dare to believe and reach for what God has promised you. God has promised you great and powerful and abundant things. Paul says this in the Word of God: "Whoever sows generously will also reap generously." In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. A seed is anything you plant for a desired result, and a harvest is anything you desire to receive back from God. And both, yes, both require an act of faith. And we know faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So not only is God your source of supply, but our God is unlimited. He's impartial and generous. And that's the second key to living victoriously, is dare to believe and reach for what God has promised you, and reach for that abundant life, reach for that unlimited favor, reach for that impartialness of God, reach for that generous that God wants to give you. So the first key was restrict the devil from moving in your life. The second key was dare to believe and reach for what God has promised you. And the third key is to wake up the dreamer within you. The Bible says this: "Your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days." Joel chapter 2 verses 28 and 29. Your season today, my friend, your season of life and your gender are not a problem. It's no problem for God, because you just have to ask him to rekindle your faith and refocus your vision and choose to live life victoriously. It is a choice. So today, I want you to make that choice. I want you to make that declaration. I want you to make that step of faith today and choose to live victoriously. That was the three keys to live a victorious life. And it was: number one, restrict the devil from moving in your life. Number two, dare to believe and reach for what God has promised you. And number three was wake up the dreamer within you. I believe that something good is about to happen in your life, and I want to pray with you before we end this podcast today. God, I thank you for my friend listening to this podcast, and I thank you that you're moving in their life. You're moving in their ministries. You're moving in their businesses. You're moving in their homes. You're moving in their families. And God, let them step into these three keys today and step into that abundant life. Let them step into that victorious life and truly live victoriously for you in every area, whether it's physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, or financially. I thank you that you're moving in their life in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, I'm excited that you listen to this podcast today. Connect with me online at randycogginsministries.com and connect with the ministry also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Search Randy Coggins II and make sure you like the pages. Follow us on Twitter and follow us on Instagram. I want to stay connected with you. I love you and I pray God's blessings over you. And always remember that one word from God can change your life. And I believe that stepping by faith will cause you to live an abundant and victorious life. I love you, and I pray God's blessings over you. I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.